Yesterday, I spoke a little bit about the top Tosfos on Tezvav Amid Beis. Tosfos raises an issue based on the Ibaya, the Gemara has a suffix, in Beit Adav Chavav, whether Yesh Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos Anan. So I said yesterday, I don't understand what the relationship is over here. The topic of Yesh Mukta, Ein Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos, the more it comes to the Maskana, Ein Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos. The whole issue was, we have a din of Migdus Katzoyle Ben Hashmashes, is Katzoyle Kuli Yoma. What if you have a situation where the beginning of Shabbos, the thing was not Mukta, middle of Shabbos it became Mukta, and the end of Shabbos, the Sibas HaKatzoy, the reason why it was Mukta goes away. Should you say Migdus Katzoy for a moment in the middle of Shabbos, is Katzoy L'Sof Hayom or not? But over here, nothing changed. Here, Tosfos is assuming that it becomes Mukta. He got better in the middle of Shabbos. So if you had a chayla b'self pesa erev Shabbos, and the doctor said you may have to shech the behema to save the chayla's life, so we assume that the behema b'chayel has a shem maichal odom. Then after you shecht it, it's vaita maichal odom. So it's maichal odom that was a live animal. Shenishtana lios maichal odom that's geshochten. So the Gemara called that before Uchla Difras. That's not called Michael A, switch to become Michael B. It's still the same Michael, like Uchla Difras, like you have a big chal and you cut a little slice. You don't say it's a different chetz of a Michael. It was Michael Odom before, it's Michael Odom now. If you had Michael Odom, it's Michael Behema. That's a Michael against Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, whether Nodal Chain or Gomor, whether it's Mukzah. But over here, the Gemara said it was Michael Odom because he had a chayla b'tel pei, so it's Michael Odom. Then in the middle of Shabbos, the chayla is Hivri. So Tosfos assumes that then the animal becomes Muktzmach Masmios. So then, what's the question now? Whether Yesh Muktzah L'chatzah? What? He took sick again. What happened? No. Someone shechted b'shogeg. He thought that the chayla is still a chayla mesukan, and he wasn't. And there was no heter to shecht. Means that the chayla was Hivri b'emtzah Shabbos. He remained healthy till the end of Shabbos. So what in the world does it have to do with the topic of Yesh Mukta L'chatzi Shabbos, Ein Mukta L'chatzi Shabbos? And the whole, that was what we were speaking about yesterday. And then the whole Tosfos is problematic also. If you have Michael Odom, Shenishtan Elias, Michael Behema, I had chicken, I had some kind of a fruit that has a peel. So before Shabbos it was Michael Odom. Then I eat up all the chicken, I eat up all the fruit, and I left with the peel, left with that Tzomus HaKlipin. So on Erev Shabbos I say the whole thing was Michael Odom. Middle of Shabbos after I finish eating up everything that's Roil Achilo, I'm left with that Tzomus HaKlipin. It's only Michael Behem. So that's called Michael Odom. Shenish Tanali as Michael Behem. I nothing that Tzomus were never Michael Odom. So that's what the Rashba writes on the first daf in Beitza. You look at the whole piece of chicken, you say the whole piece of chicken is a Michael Odom. You don't divide it in parts and say the chicken part is Michael Odom and the bone part from the very outside was Michael Odom. You say the whole piece of chicken is Michael Odom, and now that I ate up all the chicken, now that I ate up all the fruit, I'm just left without some sakleepin. So I say it's Michael Odom, Shinishtan Ali, it's Michael Behema. Fine. That's because something changed. So we gave a mashal to have a bottle. Have a glass bottle, and I dropped it, and it smashes into tiny little particles. So it's a piece of junk now. So that's mamish mukta. That's mukta. But if you have something that at the beginning of Shabbos was mukta, then even though the sibas haktzah goes away, I say migadis katzoi. So the same is true in the reverse also. It's a gemara in Shabbos in perik kol hakelim. If something at the beginning of Shabbos was not mukta, and then for some reason or another becomes mukta in the middle of Shabbos, he said, Migud Elohis Katzoy to Ben Hashmashes. Ben Hashmashes is Kaveh le'Iser and le'Heter in both directions, le'Hokel and le'Hachmer. If you have an Eruvei Truman in the beginning of Shabbos, Ben Hashmashes, then it's eaten up. You're still allowed to go to the Trum. The Eruvei Truman is kind of Ben Hashmashes. You have an Eruvei Chatzeres in order to be allowed to carry from the bottom into the Chatzer, from the bottom to each other, and so on. Then the Eruv Chatzeres is Nechal. it's kind of shvisa ben hashmashes, since it was mutter to carry ben hashmashes mutter the whole day. If you have, let's say, a building and it was Rishus HaYachin, it's mutter to carry. Somebody comes in the middle of Shabbos, they use dynamite, and the whole day knock down the whole building. So that's no longer, it's not a Rishus HaYachin anymore. It's a different story. But on the level of the Raisa, there's no such thing as a Rishus HaYachin with an Issa Tiltol. The whole thing is an invention with the Rabbanon, Shlomo HaMelech. The Gemara made that takana. You need an Eruv HaTzeres. So sometimes there's a Rishus HaYachin with a Heta Tiltol. And sometimes you have a Shus HaYachin with an Issa Tiltol. So it all depends on Tchilas HaShabbos. Once you knock down the walls, no flamachitzes, then it's a different story. It's not the same thing as it was with Tchilas HaShabbos. So let's say if I have a bottle and it smashes, and now it's a piece of junk. So now it becomes Muktzah. But over here, I had a live animal. And I had a chola b'toch beis ha'erev Shabbos, and I said the animal had a shem Michael Adam, because the doctor said we may have to shech the animal on Shabbos, and it's mutter mishum pekach nevish mutter. Then nothing changed with the animal. What happened was that the chola was ivri, or either he died. The issue of the chola was resolved one way or the other. So the Gemara has it l'toiva that he was ivri, and one can imagine l'roa that he died. Whatever, but there's no longer a chola she'esh b'sakana. But nothing changed with the live animal. So since Rashi says, since the live animal was not muktzah, the ben hashmashes chaylahoya, and it was not muktzah, so nothing changed with the animal. So the animal should remain not muktzah till the end of the day. So why is it even a muktzah lechatzi Shabbos? Has nothing to do at all with that Gemara. The whole Gemara is not. I don't understand the whole thesis. The topic of muktzah lechatzi Shabbos, what he's saying, bigger is katzay laemtzayim skatzay lesofayom. Nothing changed from the Emsayom to the Sofayom here. And it shouldn't change even in the middle of the day. If it's the same behemoth that it was Ben Ashmashah, so Rashi is right. Nigud the Lois Katsoy Ben Ashmashah, it's Lois Katsoy, the Sofayom. I don't know, Pshat and the Tosfos. Okay, so we were learning. There was a Machlokes in the Gemara. Who quoted Rav Chisda? Quoted a Braisa. Rashi says that it's a Braisa, which has a machloikis between Rebbe and Rav Priya. Very surprising. Rav Priya was a Talmud of Rebbe. He was a star student of Rebbe. So, and Rav heard Rebbe give a shiur, and he was talking something on a pasuk in the Akedah, Veikach Zemachelus Lushchadis Benoi, and he asked Rav Priya, what did he say? So he said, Dvar Metalim. Very surprising. You have to find out how often does such a story appear in Shas? The Talmud says about the Rebbe, Dvar B'Talim, it's ridiculous, and we don't pass like the Talmud, we pass like Rebbe, we don't pass like Rav Priya. Priya held Shechita B'Mechuber is good, but Shechita is Kotchim, you need a Kli. Not only do you need Tolish, you need a Kli, but Shechita Schulen, Rav Priya holds even Mechuber is good, no problem. If Mechuber is good, the Gemara had a shayla, maybe it's only good, but yeah, but the Gemara backs out, now Rav Priya holds it's good l'chatchila. Yeah. What does the Gemara raise an issue on Tazayinam base? The Gemara raises an issue. Maybe, normally if you have a sakin that's tolush, so you can shecht the normal way, they hold the animal down on the ground, on its back upside down, and you shecht over here. You fill it with the knife back and forth. What if you have the reverse? In America, They sometimes shackle and they hoist the animal up, and the sheikh has to shech from the bottom up. Is that good l'chatchila? So the Gemara says, even good l'chatchila. The Gemara says, whether the sakim milamayla in the tzavah behema lamata, that's normal, or the sakim milamata in the tzavah behema milamayla, so the Gemara says that it's good l'chatchila. Years ago, there was the whole tumult when the government required shackling and hoisting, because of the Tzav Balei Chaim loonies. They said, they convinced the Congress that it's better, they know animal psychology. So it's better to check the animals upside down. Shine. So some of the Rabbonim said, you're not allowed to do that l'chatchila. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said, it says in the Gemara, the Ramam Neshochon Ach, that is muta l'chatchila, said the Farish in the Gemara. So Rabbi Soloveitchik told them that if they'll aser the shechita, so he'll be mefarsim to the world that they're amaratzim. It's beferish of the Gemara. It's a good, it's a midas chasidus, to avoid it, the Gemara, what's the consideration? Because of the by behemoth, not by oifus. The Gemara says by behemoth, the neck is heavy, so the animal you're fiddling the knife on the bottom, and the animal may push its neck down. Unless you have people mamish holding the animal, they can't budge. Could be that when they hoist it and they shackle it, it could be that it can't even move. But the Gemara says there's a concern. The animal may lean down and it may cause psula in the shechita, may cause drasa. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, it's not a problem. But the Gemara says, if you're going to be shechting by mechuber, and then you're going to have, so the knife is attached to a wall or something, so you can't fiddle the knife back and forth. The knife is mechuber. So when are you going to fiddle back and forth? The neck of the behemah. So that, the Gemara says, if you're shechting by mechuber, and you're going to have the saka milamato and the tzav of behemah milamayla, so that's going to be a problem. The Brisa sounds like it's mutal hatchila. What they call the Brisa? It's mutal hatchila. B'tolosh b'mechuber sakan lamayla sakan lamata. Sounds like everything is mutal hatchila. Gemara says not necessarily. It could be that the lachatchila this is good lachatchila the sakan lamata only if the sakan is a tolosh, but if the sakan is mechuber, then it's only mutter if it's the saka milamailo and the tzavah beima milamato. Or the Gemara suggests that maybe ba'of, the kolil, the neck of the chicken or the turkey is not so heavy. So that's not, there's not going to be a chashash. That's Rav Papa answer. Rav Papa, ba'of of the kolil, it's light, kal, so there's no chashash of dross. Okay. So there's a machlekes, Rav Chia and Rebbe. Rav Chia holds that the shechita b'mechuber is good even l'chatchila. First thing, Martha thought maybe l'chatchila he agrees that it's also. Maybe that's why the Mishnah says Ashechet b'di'evid. It's only good b'di'evid because the Stam Mishnah goes like Rav Chia. The Gemara thought Chidush. Stam Mishnah like Rav Chia against Rebbe, and we don't pass like Rav Chia. And Rebbe is the one who edited. We have a lot of times the Stam Mishnah against Rebbe's own opinion because we don't pass like Rebbe. Rebbe was honest. The Rishonim asked that the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin says Dini Mamonis Bishloisha, so that the Gemara in the first parak in Sanhedrin quotes a Tosefta that quotes Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion Dini Mamonis Bachamisha. Didn't Tari need five dayan? So they ask if that's Rebbe's opinion. He edited the Mishnah. How come he didn't put in his sheet in the Mishnah? So if you look on the bottom of the Tosefta there in Sanhedrin, so the commentary on the bottom quotes from one of the Rishonim from the Sefer Akrisis, from the Rashmi Kina Bala Taisus. He says, Rebbe knew his opinion was outvoted. They don't accept his opinion. So why should he put it into the Mishnah? They misrepresent as if it was opinion that was shared by many Tanaim. Outvoted is outvoted. So he left it out from the Mishnah. You have other places also like that. But here the din is like Rebbe. Not like Rav Chia. So Rebbe, she edits the Mishnahs and he puts in a Stam Mishnah like Rav Chia, whose opinion has not been accepted. Tamua. I think more backs out. It was just to have a meeting. More backs out from that. So first the Gemara thought that even Rav Chia holds that Shechita b'mechuber is good, it's only b'di'evet, but l'chatchili shouldn't be allowed to do it. Then the Gemara backs out. L'yoylam Rav Chia holds muta l'chatchila. But we pass like Rebbe, that it passes even b'di'evet. And what about Tolosh l'besof chibro? So the Gemara says that Tolosh l'besof chibro, so we said over yesterday, Rabbi Kiveger on Yeridaya, Rabbi Kivega was working with the assumption, his premise was that mechuba means mechuba lekarka, because we have in other places mechuba lekarka dina kikarka. The Gemara talks about there's a din emeila bekarkos, somebody's magdish a field, and someone, so it's hegdish, you're not allowed to get hanoa from it until somebody is poida, and the poida is the motzi lechulin. The kolzman that is hegdish, you're not allowed to get hanoah. It's a nisa me'ila. So the Gemara says that the din ein me'ila bekarkos, the din that if the penalty, that if you were moel behegdish b'shogeg, you have to give keren b'choymesh, and you have to bring a asham me'ila, that's one of the six ashamas, doesn't apply by karka. Could be the isa derais probably does apply, but the penalty of me'ila, that you have to bring asham me'ila and pay keren b'choymesh, that doesn't apply. So the Gemara discusses not only karka, so even mechuba lekarka also. Also, there's no din of meila. And benodim hukshu lekarka, so let's say a person was magdish zebet kanaini, the kanaini lechol adeus hukshu lekarka, machlekes, Rashi and Tosis, what a But Evik 9 is the original pasuk. Is the chalta ma'asal with nechemacharechem. So Evik 9 is hukish lekarka. So Evik 9 has long hair, and the hair has fingernails, whatever. Somebody gets an off from the hair, they make a shetel out of the hair, let's say. So that would be a question whether a chubala karka dina karka or not, if it's aimedly kotzer. The Gemara has a enish boy malakarkos. That's a din of karka versus metatlan, mishnah shavuos. There's no shavuot deraisa on karka. I mean, the rabbanim, they have a lot of times a shavuot on karka. But on the level of the deraisa, it says enish boy malakarkos. So what if there's a din Torah? I say, I went away to Eretzel for a week and I asked you to watch my field. I come back. All the trees are missing. The field is there, the trees are missing. So I say, there used to be 20 trees, now there's only one tree. What happened to the 19 trees? So would there be a shvur deraisa over there? So this amachlo. So the din is enish bayim ala karkos, and mechub ala karka dinu kekarka. But the Gemara, the Mishnah in Shavuos has a machlokes hatanai, machlokes amen hachamim. What if it's anovim ha'omdim libotzer? When I asked you to watch over the field, the grapes in the vineyard were fully ripe and they were about to be plucked off already. So do you stay mechub lekarka dinik karka even when it's amid libotzer? Or the eved needs a haircut? He or she has such long hair, they have to take a haircut, and they're planning to take a haircut pretty soon. And then someone cuts up that hair, cuts off, someone is magdish the eved, and then someone else comes and they cut off the hair and they get an off from it. So do you say, e mi'ila b'mechuber? Mechuber l'karka dina k'karka, there's no mi'ila b'karka? Or do you say, no, if it's mechuber l'karka, emid lehi kotzer, emid lehi botzer, so then it doesn't have the dina mechuber l'karka. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. So that's by real mechuber. Real mechuber l'karka means Hishrish, that's what Tosis has here. Tosis in Gittin says like that. Davar Poshet, real mechuber l'karka dinik karka. The original that means the hair is growing from the scalp, and the pears are growing on the tree, and the tree is rooted in the ground. That's mechuber l'karka. But if you have a telephone pole, a utility pole that's cemented into the ground, that's called tolu shel b'sof chibroi. And the Gemara said that's a question in the Tanoim. A whole daf Gemara, but the tolu shel b'sof chibroi is also called Dinik mechuba lekarka, dinik karka or not? Yeah. Bias is a question. We explained yesterday. We mentioned yesterday. The shach and choshe mishpat on that simon. I think it's tzadikay. The simon of ein is boim ala karka. The shach quotes a taisus that bias is also a question of tolu shel b'sof chibroi. In Agemara, it sounds like it a little bit, but not really. The Gemara talks linyan avodah zara. Tolush b'sof chibroi linyan avodah zara. Habitolush hamishtach al abayis shelo asor. So it sounds like a bias is a tolush of b'sof chibroi. Middle of our daf, but it's not necessarily the same. As we explained yesterday, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah quotes all the Gemaras Maseches Avodah Zarah. The din of karka metaltalim by avodah zarah is learned out from the pasuk alayim ahoharim lahoharim alayim. So the Gemara says it's not really a din of karka versus metaltalim, or tolush versus mechuber. It's in ganzen a different word. It's a din of yesh bo tvisus yadon, eim bo tvisus yadon. We said if the apples fell off on the tree, they're 100% the tolush, not mechuber the karka anymore. But the Gemara says kolzman no one picked it up and mishtachvet to the apples, it'll be muta. A hen lays an egg. So the egg is no longer attached to the hen, so it's clearly tolush. It's dinakim etapolim, but still, the gabi avodizarf. No one picked up the eggs yet. That's called einbo tvisus yadolim. So it's a different word. And mishtachva the karka is mutter because it's einbo tvisus yadolim. It means avodizar only becomes usher if it's a man-made avodizar, if it's manufactured by people. If someone picked up the apple or someone picked up the egg, then we consider it manufactured by man. A house, of course, is manufactured by man. The houses don't grow from the ground like that. So a house is not necessarily the same. Tolush b'sof chibroi is a shaila when there's a din of mechuba l'karka, din of kikarka. Real mechuba l'karka means hishvish, with roots in the ground. So what's a din if it's cemented into the ground? That's a shaila. But everything is totally different. So the Gemara, when the Gemara sounds like they're equating bias is the same as Tolus or Sof Chibroi, could be it's only for Avodah Zarah purposes. For other dinim, it could be that it's not the same.
At Tfisa, let's just say, for example, in the case of the Har, someone is worshipping a mountain.
Yeah.
They do something at Tfisa, they dig on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Does that mean the entire mountain, that's right now, or only the spot where they dug?
No, the entire mountain. If the whole thing belongs to him, and if it's all one field, if it's a different field, it's only that field where he dug, the digging relates to that field till the end of the fences. So he did yesh butfisis yaralim on this field.
Would that be beneath the ground also? I mean, would that go all the way?
How far down does it go? It goes all the way to China. That's a good question. That's a good question. How far down does it go? I don't know. I don't know. That is a good question. So the Shach quotes a Taisus, I think in Me'ila, where Taisus is of the opinion that Abayis is the same topic of Tolosh and B'Sav Chibur, like this superficial, simple reading of our daf, Tazayin Amad Aleph. Gemara says the topic Tolosh B'Sav Chibur applies to Bayis. But the Shach himself, I think, disagrees. Shach says that it's not correct. Even if you have Tolosh and B'Sav Chibur, is Dinekit Tolosh, is Dinekit Metalklim, is not Dinekit Karka, but Abayis. Abayis is a Mechuba L'Karka, Dinekit Karka. Let's say, there are different kinyonim for Karka from Metalklim. If you have a Gemara in Gittin says, if I sell you an otzitz nakuv, I have a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom, so it's yonik. Whatever is growing on the flower pot is not only yonik from the dirt in the earth, and the flower pot is yonik from the earth below also. So the Gemara says, if it's a otzitz nakuv that has a hole on the bottom, it's yonik from the ground, it's dinek mechuba lekarka, and it's niknebikin yonik karka, the stuff in the flower pot. With karkas nikness bekesa for bishtaro bechazoka, but if it's an otzushena naku, if it doesn't have a hole in the bottom, then it's not yonik from the ground. Then it's dina kitolish, dina kimetaltalim, and it's nikne bekinyonim metaltalim. Kinyonim karka don't work for metaltalim. Kinyonim metaltalim don't work for karka. The only one kinyon that they share in common, karka metaltalim, is chalipin kinyon suder, and that's because that's a different kind of a kinyon. That's really haknom idas. The giving over of the handkerchief is just a symbolic act to demonstrate that he has the full Gemira's Das. So that works both on Karka and Metaltalim. But if you have Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, that's Kinyani Karka. If you have Hagboa, Meshicha, Chotzer, that's Kinyani Metaltalim. And that's Kachnem Halacha. Kinyani Karka don't work on Metaltalim. Kinyani Metaltalim don't work on Karka. So what if I want to sell you a house that's attached to the ground, a normal house attached to the ground, not the house on wheels. A real house that's attached to the ground. We say, Kinyon and Karka work. Kinyon and Betaltham do not work. You don't say them. The Tolosh of the Savchibet Dinik and Tolosh is Dinik and Betaltham. The Shach's opinion is what's always accepted like that. And we always thought like that. A real bias is not a machloike, a house, a normal house, not a house on wheels, portable house. A real house that's attached to the ground is dinikik karka. We do treat it like mechubel karka dinikik karka. The only time there's a machlokes is if you have a utility pole that's cemented to the ground. No roots, nothing to take roots there. So that's a machlokes. That's a shaila in the Gemara. Whether you apply the rule of mechubel karka dinikik karka or not, because it's not mechuber. It's lo hishrish. That's the bottom tesis over here. If hishrish, of course it's mechuba l'karka dina karka. It doesn't matter whether a person planted it or it was oyla me'elof, a tree that's growing in the ground. Of course it's mechuba l'karka dina karka. So nachmo, so what did the Gemara say? Even according to Rebbe, when we pass on like Rebbe, we have the Stam Mishnah, Tezvav and Beis, we pass on like Rebbe, that if you shech the mechuba is possible, that's only if it's really mechuba meikorei. But if it's tolosh el b'sof chibro, then Rebbe would say that it's good b'dievet. Rebbe would agree that it's good b'dievet. So he mentioned Rebbe Kiveger in his notes on Yeridaya, the Chidush Rebbe Kiveger, on the bottom of the page in the big Yeridaya. So Rebbe Kiveger was working on the assumption that the psul mechuba by shchita causes mechuba lekarka dina kekarka. So where is the Mishnah says of Hishochet bit Tziporin, it's no good. So Rashi says Tziporin is not because the Mishnah gives the reason of Neshehem Chonkim, the reason goes on Magal Kotzer, Megira, and Shinam, doesn't go on Tziporin. Rashi says Tziporin is a different reason. because labatzi parim time it's parim because of mechuba. The next daf and tezayin on the base because of mechuba. So Rabbi Kevi asks, what is it mechuba to? It's parim, the toenail of the animal, a horse or a cow, is attached to the leg. The leg is not the cow or the horse. That's not the karka. So what is it? It's mechuba to metaltalim. So why is it called mechuba? So Rabbi Kevega suggests maybe it's only a psul de rabbanon, the yikar real psul de rice if it's tziporin of an odom, because b'nei odom huksha l'karkos. And then he says, and that's also not so clear, that's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus in the first perek in Kiddushin, whether you say only abodim huksha l'karkos or even b'nei chorin huksha l'karkos. So Rabbi Kevega is prepared to push it all. He takes a real big din de rice and he shrinks it. The din de rice doesn't apply to the tziporin of a cow. It's the burn of a horse or a cow in the leg, it's mechuba to the leg, it's only a psul de rabbanon, because the cow and the horse is not a karka. The real din de raisa is only if it's a tzipur mechuba to the other knaini, because abonim hukshu le karkos, and mechuba le karka dina ki karka. And with the rabbanon, they extended it to bnei charin, and with the rabbanon, they extended it to balechaim also. That's what Rabbi Kevega suggests on Yerideyim. That's what he suggests. So the Yosamech and Hilchas Gerishin, we said yesterday, Yosemech thinks that it's not correct. And he gave the moshul the same moshul Rav Soloveitchik said, would anybody think that if you give a haircut to an eved because Abonim Hukshu L'Kakos is given a haircut on Shabbos, that it's a violation of kotzer? Because B'nei Odom Hukshu L'Kakos, so it's kotzer. Kotzer is something that is growing, some vegetables, some grass is growing, and you detach it. Imokim Gidula. If you cut off hair, that's gozes. It's a different malach. We don't say avodim hushal lekarkos, so therefore it's kotzer. It's not kotzer, it's gozes. The different issues. Sometimes you're discussing whether something is karko or metaltalim. So there is a din avodim hushal lekarkos. Here by Shabbos, it's not a question: is it karko or metaltalim? The din of kotzer only applies to karka. Now the din of kotzer only applies to mechuber oikadovim migiduloi. That's it. It's not because it's karka versus metaltalim. Einish boy mala karkos is a din of karka versus metaltalim. Or what else? Ein mila be karkos. Ein mila be karkos, that's a din of karka versus metaltalim. And there, there's a question in the Tanaim, Anov Mohammed Ali Botzer, is it, do you say mechubila karka din ke karka or not? But if you're talking about a different thing, let's say on Shabbos, someone will pluck off the grapes are fully ripe, they're not going to grow anymore. So the person plucks them off from the tree. Someone's going to say, so therefore it's considered ketolosh, and therefore there's no malach of kotzer. So Taisus in the end of Bab Metzia says that it's wrong. The Hilcha Shabbos, no one's going to say, anav mahamdam li botzer akibitzur is damyan, not violation of kotzer. That's when it is kotzer. Of course there's kotzer there. Hilcha Shabbos is a different din. And Shechita is of different word. Mechuber. If you have a knife that has a handle, so you don't say the blade that does the cutting, the blade is mechuber to the handle. The handle is part of the knife. It makes it easier to shech. But if you have the tziporin of the animal is mechuber to the whole leg, and the leg does not make it easier for you to shech, it makes it much harder. The leg is in the way. So you have to hold on to the whole leg. If you have the fingernail is attached to the finger, or the fingernail is attached to the foot, and you hold on to the foot, you hold on to the finger, it makes it easier to shech. So that's like the handle of the blade. So that's not called mechuba. But if it's mechuba to the whole leg, mechuba to the whole cow, that's called mechuba. Mechuba to something else. It's a different din. It's not the topic of karka versus. It's not really the topic of karka versus metaltalim. So when you say. Yeah, so when the Gemara talks, the Gemara raised the issue, Tolo shel besav chibra by shechita. Tolo shel besav chibra by shechita, and the Gemara says, b'dieved, it's good. Why? Because it's not naturally attached. But it's not because Tolo shel besav chibra is not dinikan b'chubi l'karka. Maybe it is dinikan b'chubi l'karka. But when you get to this din, it does not lie. Not necessarily the same. All the dinim are not always the same. The din is there's another din. Soloveitchik was fond of pointing out the Shitas HaRavid. There's a Gemara in the first parak on Bava Kamma. Basically, we learn Bava Kamma on Daf Yud Aleph, I think it is. So the Gemara has a question. A whole sugi, whether Avorim have a din, whether Ebed has a din of Karka, the din of Metaltalim. So Tosa says, what kind of a ridiculous Amorim have a whole debate whether Avorim have a din of Karka and Metaltalim. So Tosa says, what's the whole discussion? It's a Gemara. Avorim Hushal Karkos. Mishnah is all over the place. All of a sudden, the Gemara wakes up with a discussion. Maybe Avarim Alohuk Shula Kakos, why not? The Gemara comes to the Miskana. Avarim Anat, do not have the din of Kakos. It's against the din. Avarim Hukshula Kakos. And the Gemara has three dinim that they have Avarim Lahuk Shula Kakos. The din is that Mitatla de Yasmi Le Mishtabdi Le Bachov. If the father owed money and he dies and he leaves a lot of assets, he leaves a big estate. So he leaves Karka and he leaves Metaltalin. So the Gemara says you can only collect Metaltalin Diyas Miloy Mishtab Dilabachad. You can only collect from the Karkois, you can't collect from the Metaltalin. So the Gemara has a din. If the father who incurred all the debts dies and he leaves Avadim, Avadim Allah Hukshula Karkois, and you can't collect. Why not? In Kala Tarakula, Avadim Hukshula Karkois. Then the Gemara talks about Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav is a Mishnah in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that you can be maknim betaltlim agav karka. So the Gemara says you cannot be maknim betaltlim agav evit kanaini, because avarim anan hukshul karkos. It's not true. Avarim hukshul karkos. And then what was the third din? Prusbul. When Shemitah comes to a close, so the Malva is not permitted, Malva is not allowed to demand of the Loiva that he should pay him the debt. The Loiva is supposed to know on his own to go pay the debt. Then the Malva has to say, Mishamitani, and the Loiva has to say, Afa Pichain. I insist, I want to give it. But the Malva is not allowed to go on his own to harass the Loiva. Loigas is not allowed to do Nigisa. Not allowed to assault the loiv and say, you want me the money, pay me the money. When Shemitah comes to a close, Shvi'is Meshameta says, Amilva, the Sof Hashana, Shemitah cancels all the debts. So Hillel, his Kimpruzbal, the Mishnah says, the Hillel was the chief rabbi 100 years before the Churban Abayis. The Gemara says, he made a takana that if the Malva went to a Bezin and he made a Pruzbal, is considered as if he gave over the debt to the Bezin, and he's allowed to go annoy the Loiva, pay the debt, because I gave over the shtar to the Bezin, and I'm a Shliach Bezin. I'm representing Bezin. So Pruzbul, you only have a right to make a Pruzbul. Malva can only make a Pruzbul against the Loiva before Shemitah comes to a close if the Loiva has Karka. And cause from Pruzbul El Ala Karka, because if you have Karka, it's Gigobi Domi. Fine. But if the Loiva only has Metaltalim, then you have no right to make a Pruzbul. So what's the status? What's the din? If the Loiva only has Ebed Knaini, Avodim Hukshul Karkois. So the Gemara says, no, Enkais from Pruzbul Alo Avodim. And Ebed is not Dinik Karka, the Gemara says. It says, what in the world is going on? It's against all the Mishnais, all the Dinim, all over, all the Sukkahs. Avodim Hukshul Karkois. A Mishnah in the end of Bava Kamma, that Avodim Hukshul Karkois. Because Avodim Hiskino, Amelah Harishalach Lefanecho. Because Karka ain't an exalus, so you're not kind of the Ebed Bishinui. So Tosis gives a difficult answer. Tosis says, with respect to Dinim Daraisa, we have that pasuk, Vishnachalta Mosim Levnech Macharechim Lereshis Achuza Soilam, Achuza in Nachla, that's only by Karka. So Dinim Daraisa is Abonim Hokshala Karkos. But Dinim Darabonim, there's no Hekish. The Hekish is Psukim, the Hekish based on Psukim Achumish. Psukim Achumish only talking about Dinim Daraisa. All three are Dinim Darabonim. The Pruzbul is a takana de Rabbanon. Kinyan Agav, Tosis comes up with a Chiddush. There's only a Kinyan de Rabbanon, because it doesn't say a Chumash. The source is only in Divrei Hayomim. And the ability of the Malva to collect from the Yisayimim is also only with the Rabbanon. Shibura lav derais. That's what Tosis says. All the three dinim, Pruzbul, and Pruzbul and Gviya from Yisayimim, is all the Rabbanon. So by dinim the Rabbanon, you say the Rabbanon lo hukshul karkos. It's a difficult answer. A doichik. But that's the way in Shulchan Aruch, that's the way they quote in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shach and the Choshem Mishpat also Tzadikei, I think, the same place. The Shach quotes this Gishmak Arayvid. The Arayvid has a totally different. The Arayvid on the side of the Rambam. In the Sogas of the Rambam, the Arayvid says he doesn't think that that's the Pshat in the Gemara. He thinks that it's the different each area of Halacha. They're not all a discussion whether it's Karka versus Metaltalim. Here it's a discussion. The din is Nechosim Sheish LaMachrais versus Nechosim Sheish LaMachrais. We call karka, we call it real estate. Why is it called real estate? Because, let's say, if the loyva has a lot of money in the bank, why you had millions of dollars in the bank when Dr. Lam retired? And all the money disappeared. But the buildings can't disappear. If you have metalkalim, if you have an ebed, the ebed can drop dead, the ebed can run away. If you have behemoths, you can sell them. You have an automobile. You can crash the automobile. You can sell the automobile. You can hide the automobile. Yochel lahavricham, yochel lahalimam. You can hide it. The money, you can spend all the money. But the karka, the rishonim have a melitza. Ha'aretz li'olam ha'modes. That's not what it means in Koheles. But that's the melitza that they have. The karka always remains there. So karka is called real estate. That's called nechosim she'esh lahem achrayis. As opposed to metaltum nechosim she'en lahem achrayis. So if you're talking about nechosim she'esh lahem achrayis, real estate versus, I don't know what they call metaltalim. So Eved is not real estate. Eved can die. Eved can get a heart attack and they can die. The Eved can run away. I can hide the Eved. Yochel havricham yochel halimam. So that's why avodim alo hukshul karkos benegeh to gviya from yisoyim. And the same thing with respect to Prusbol, because the topic of Prusbol, the whole word, why is only enkos from Prusbol el ala karka? Because I say it's kigovi domi. It's considered Shalachicha biyadecha. The whole din, let's say, after Shemitah comes to a close, you're not allowed to loigas esrei v'sochiv kikor Shemitah l'Hashem. The malva is not allowed to go bother the loiva that you owe me the money. Pay me the money. What if the malva has a mashkin, a malva la mashkin? He doesn't have to go bother the loiva. He holds on to the mashkin. I'm not going to give him back the mashkin until he pays me the money. He doesn't have to go be noges the loiva if he wants his mashkin back. He gave me a mashkin that's worth a fortune, so I'll hold on to the mashkin until he pays back the chayv. So then he's not a mabal mashkin. There's no violation of leigas v'sochi kikor shmita l'shem because it's shalachicha biyadecha. I'm holding on to the mashkin. So the same thing that was hilul takana. If the loyva has karka and karka is kigovi domi, karka is real estate, then there's always a chance that the karka will also be destroyed. But there's a stronger chance that the karka will remain. So that's considered, to a certain extent, kigovidomi. Kigarka is kigovidomi. And that's what the rabbi said. The same is with respect to kinyan agav. Not like Tosis. The Tosis says that agav is only midirabbanan. Rabbi Kavega there points out, there's a Tosis in Kiddushin, the first parak. But Tosis says not so. Tosis said that agav is a kinyan deraisa. Even though it's only recorded in Divrei Hayomim. So that's what led the Taisis and Bava Kamma to believe that Agav is only the Rabbanan. Taisis in Kedushin says, no, it's mentioned. Not that the Navi tells us that there's a dinner king. The Navi tells a story in Divrei Hayomim. Tells a story that one of the Malachim was Makna Metaltalim, Agav Karka. He used that din. So that's not, if the Navi says, Koyamar Hashem, this is the din. So that you can say, Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Le'afino. The Navi made a new din, it's only the Rabbanan, only Divrei Kabbalah. But he didn't say a new din. He says that the Melech invoked this din, their Isa, and he was makna the metatl and magav the karka to his children. So the Taisa and Kiddushin holds that agav is their Isa. So the Ravid says, no, that's not because of their Isa versus the Rabbanon. He says, the Loshan HaMishnah in Kiddushin is, when people ask us, what's Kenyan Aga? So we word it, you can be makna metatling magav karka. That's not the lotion that the Mishnah has. The Mishnah says you can be makna nechosim she'en lamachrais niknim in nechosim she'esh lamachrais bekesef bishtar v'chazoka. So the Mishnah uses a lotion of nechosim she'esh lamachrais, real estate versus nechosim she'en lamachrais. So avadim are not nechosim she'esh lamachrais. That's what the Ravid says in that Gemara. So they're really different halachas. By Avodah Zarah, it's not a din of karka versus metaltalim. It's a din of yesh bo tvisus yadam versus emo tvisus yadam. You have cases where the karka does become nesar if he digs a little bit. You have cases where the metaltalim don't become nesar. If the hen lays an egg and no one picked it up and the apple falls off on the tree, it's metaltalim. It's not nesar. It's a different word. in the three cases, according to the Raivid, the case of the Kenyan Agav and Gvia from the Yisayimim and the Puzbol, there it's a vart and l'chosim sheish l'machayis versus l'chosim sheish l'machayis. It's not really a din of karka versus. There it's not shach to say avonim hukshel l'karkois. Same thing for the malacha of kotzer on Shabbos. You're going to say the osamech, Moshe. You're going to say avonim hukshel l'karkois. So you cut off the nails, so you give the haircut to the eved. So you're in violation of kotzer. Doesn't apply. Avonim hukshel l'karkois doesn't apply there. It doesn't apply here either by the shechita. Rabbi Kiveger assumed like that. Rabbi Kiveger on Yeridei assumes that mechuber is possible means mechuber lekarka. So he says mechuber lekarka means that the tzipporin is attached to a human being, and mechuber to the behemah is only a psul de rabban. So the pashtus we assume is not so. Mechuber to a behemah is a psul de rais. It's a different word. Mechuber is no good. Not karka versus metaltalim. Not all the cases are karka versus metaltalim.
Why
is the gviya
from
Yisayimim
have to do with
Tal? Why gviya from Yisayimim? The Yisayimim never borrowed the money. So there's no Shibir Aguf. They don't have a Shibir Aguf. So there's a din of Shibir Nechasim. Even I have a right to collect from the Yisayimim for the Lekuches, even though there's no Shibir Aguf on them, because Nishtabda HaNechosim. So the din of Nishtabda HaNechosim means that the Malva is so secure of the Gviya Sachayiv, even if the Loiva dies, or even if the Loiva sells the Karka, you can still collect. But that's only because it's Kigobi Domi. That's only because Nishtabda HaNechosim, it's real estate. But if it's Ein Baruch Rayis, Yochel Havrichem, Yochel Halimam, you can't say the Ikas Michas Das is Ikas Michas Das usually is on Karka. In the days of the Gemara, the Ikas Michas Das usually was on the Karka. But you can't say the Ikas Michas Das is on the Avodim. The Avodim can die. They can get a heart attack and die. As Manazeh, the Goyim say the din is different because the Ikas Michas Das is really on the money in the bank. Everything is different today, but we're talking Medina the Gemara. Yeah. So the Gemara came to the conclusion, Elav Shmaimina, they hear the top line on Tezayin. Elav Shmaimina, Shaini ben Mechubi Meikor, the Tolda Shal B'Sav Chibroi, Shmaimino. That's what they said, Ben Igea to Shchita. The Rebbe, we pass on like Rebbe, that it's a din deraisa. If he shecht, ben Mechubi, shecht, but the Tziporin ha Mechubi, leguf habhema, leguf ha'adam, is a psul deraisa. So that's only if it's naturally attached. The tree is growing from the ground, naturally attached. But if it's man-made, a person cements something into the wall, he takes a knife, not sakan the koisel, he attaches the sakan to the wall. So that's not really called mechuber. Tolda shel b'sav chiboy is not considered mechuber benegeta to shchit. It doesn't necessarily reflect anything benegeta. Other halachas of mechuba versus tolush. So that's what the Gemara says. What about other areas? So the Gemara says, by avodah zarah, I think tolush b'sav chuba ziyesh bo tvisus yadodim. Then the Gemara says, by hechsher zroim tanoihi disnan. That's what I think we left off yesterday. By hechsher zroim, it's a machlokes tanoihi disnan. So they quote a Mishnah in the beginning of Machshirin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And Rashi and the Ravid have one pshat. The Rambam does not understand like that. The Ravid and Hasokas on the Rambam and Hilchas Tumas Eichlim says the same pshat as Rashi, that what? There are four things in the whole wide world that have a kabbal tumah, Odin, Mikhailim, Ochlim, and Mashkim, and Eichlim are only a kabbal tumah if they have Hechsher, if you rinsed it off. And the Chumash only talks about Chiyuta Mayim al Zera, Mayim, water. But the Torah Shabbat Peh says that there is Shiva Mashkim, Yad Shoch Adam, anyone who designed Mashkim, if you rinse off the fruit, if you have an apple, we assume it has a lot of germs on it. If you wash it off with one of the designed Mashkim, he cleaned it off, so now it's Roy Lachila. We assume it doesn't even have a Shem Eichel until you rinsed it off. There's a din for sukkah, for schach. The schach has to have three conditions. in order to be kosher for it, to serve a schach has to be gedule karka, tolush, and dobashein mekabel tumah. So what if you have apples and pears and oranges, melons, these kind of things? That's gedule karka and tolush, and it was lo huchshe lekabel tumah. It wasn't rinsed off yet. So from the Gemara, it's pretty clear that it's possible to sachach boy, but the achrenim have a machlokes whether it's absurd or aisa the rabbanon. A lot of achrenim assume that it's only absurd the rabbanon because on the level of the aisa, it's not considered a dovah. It's not just a condition. It can't be mekabel tumah tonight. It's only mekabel tumah if it was rinsed off with water. The Ramban learns like that. Ramban Achumish learns like that. Ramban says that water is a conductor of tumah. So the real din should have been that if a David Tomei or Adam Tomei touches Eichlim, it's only mekabel tumah if it's still moist now. But the Torah made a law plug their eisa that as long as it was once rinsed off with water, even though now it's dry, it's also mekabel tumah. It's a law plug their eisa. That's how Ramban said, law plug their eisa, because water is a conductor, just like we have metal as a conductor of electricity, conductor of heat. So there's such a concept, a conductor of tumah. So according to the Ramban, there's nothing wrong with the Eichel. Eichel shel Huchshar is Eichel. It's a Dovah Haroi Lekabel Tumah, but there wasn't the conductor of the water. So the Ramban on Chumash would probably think that Eichel shel Huchshar is probably a Psul Deraisa that you can't use it for Schach. And others say, no, it's only with the Rabban, because that's not the Pshat in Hechsher Eichlim. This whole Masech is Machshirin, that Rashi is quoting the opening Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. This whole din of this whole institution that you need heksha oichlam, you have to rinse off the yochel with one of this. I'm asking, what is it all about? So remember, Absolvech, you use the lashon. Anybody who knows the ABC of Machshirin knows, not like the Ramban. He didn't say the Ramban. He was in, assuming a davar pashut, not like the Ramban. That the pshat is not that you need a conductor of tumah. Nothing to do with that. Kol zman the oichel wasn't rinsed off, it's dirty, so it's not called roi lachid lezadim, not oichel. Michael Baim is not mekabel tumah, only Michael Odom. And once he rinses it off with one of the Zayim Mashkim, then it's considered Michael Odom. It's a Xeris HaKosuv. One of the Zayim Mashkim is Dam. Dam Shanashama Yotzibo. So if you have an apple, you wouldn't want to eat the apple the way it is. If you rinse it off with blood, Dam Shanashama Yotzibo, which has an Itzikoris on it, so then it becomes Roy Lachil. So that's a chok. The thing is, but the idea behind the chok is, the Kolzman, you didn't rinse off the Eichlim, it's not called Michael Odom. But there, there's room to say that it's only a Psul Schach Nidirabon. Because Benatar, it's not a Dovah HaMekabel Tumah. It's a Dovah Shein HaMekabel Tumah. Let's say Michael Behema is Dovah Shein HaMekabel Tumah. So even Michael Odom, Shalom Huchsha, wasn't rinsed off. Could be that that's considered Dovah Shein HaMekabel Tumah. So what does the Mishnah say there? So the Mishnah says, Rashi quotes, Kol Mashka Shet Chilosa Leratzen, when it says in Rashi, Masechet Machshirin, Mishnah Aleph, Tchilas Masechet Machshirin, Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So Rashi and the Ravid both learn the same pshat, that let's say I have Rashi spells out the whole thing. It's a long Rashi here, but the very wide lines in Rashi. Every apple that grows on a tree was rained on more than once. But even if the owner of the tree is very happy that it rained on his apples and to clean them off a lot of dirt, that calls man the pears and mechubit to the tree, they're not mekabel tumah and they're not mekabel hechshem. You have to first detach the pears and then you have to rinse it off with the water. So we said it has to be chiyutan mayim al zera. And it's a kri ksiv. It's written l'chiyutan without a vav. So ksiv chiyitein, a kri n'chiyutan. So that's what Tosis has the klal. Whenever you can, there's a machlokes hatanaim, whenever there's a stir between the kri and the ksiv, the paskal halacha like the ksiv or the paskal halacha like the kri. So Tosis says, but whenever it's possible, we try to establish the din by combining the kri with the ksiv together. So this is one of the famous examples. Chiyutan mayim al zera, yutan dum yadi yiten, because the ksiv is yiten. So just like yiten is nichalei, he's pouring the water on, so obviously he wants to wash it off. So too, af yutan de nichalei, if it rains on the peris, and the bala peris is happy over the fact that it rains, So then the peres become hokshel lekabel tuma. If he's not aware, he's not happy. He didn't need it to rain. He's afraid that the fruit is going to get ruined now because it's all wet. He's afraid it's going to get soggy and get ruined. If he's not happy or he wasn't even aware that it was raining, and then by the time he wakes up in the morning, everything is dry, so then there's no hechshem. There is not hechshem lekabel tuma. So what happens if it's... that's how Rashi and the Ravid learn the Mishnah. The Rambam has a little different, very, very different. The Rashi and the Ravid learn based on Agimara. They learn the Poshim Shat like this. If it's raining and the person has dirty dishes and he has the dishes all... he doesn't have any water, the plumbing system doesn't work, he has no water in his house. He has to wash the dish. How are you going to wash the dish? You have no water. So it's pouring outside. So he puts all the dirty dishes, the dirty side up, and he hopes that the rain is going to wash off all the dishes. So he's interested. It's nichale. He wants the rain to wash off the dishes. He's not even thinking about... he has a bushel of potatoes, a bushel of apples or something on the side. And the water bounces on the dishes. It's nichale. The water that doesn't bounce on the dishes, it wasn't nichale. The water that bounces on the dishes, that's nichale. Has to be nichale to wash off a davar tolush. So if he has bishulchan to the chakaira, he puts dirty dishes and he wants them to get washed off, and the water bounces from the sky. The water bounces on the dishes, then it bounces off the dish. It goes on the peiris. So that's called nichale. That's tchilosa l'rotzen, achol pish ein sofa l'rotzen. He wanted it to rain on the dishes to wash off the davar tolush. If he wants it to rain on the ground in order that he should be able to plant, the ground should be soft enough to be able to plant something. Mashke Maim Nizrai makes it possible for things to grow. But that was nichale for karka. So nichale from b'chubel karka does not. Has to be nichale for a davar tolush. So if he has an ichusa for the kaira, which is a davar tolush, even though later on the water that bounces on the kaira bounces on the food and washes it off, and he wasn't interested, wasn't thinking one way or the other, that nichale in the beginning is good. Or let's say when it was raining, it wasn't, he didn't have any, he wanted the ground to get wet. And then later on the apples, the water bounced on the ground and then it went on the apples, and then he's happy about that too. Afterwards, happy about that too. Said afal pshein tchilasa l'rotzen, but sofa l'rotzen. In the end, when he sees it's on the apple, so he's happy about that too. So then, either you have nichale b'shas sofa. Sofa means when the water reaches the fruit and the vegetables, has nichusa or nichale in the beginning, even though there's no nichusa in the end. So the Gemara says that this is only provided that the nichusa in the beginning is on behalf of a davar tolush. It was on behalf of a davar mechuber. The F of Karka, it's not. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, and there's this is Mishnah Perek Dalet. It's not Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph gives you the rule, and this Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel is an example of the application of the rule. So it says Hakayf Kaira Lakayseh Will Shil Shatudach. He wants the dirty dishes to get cleaned, and then the water bounces on the dishes, bounces off and falls on the fruits. The vegetable is not really interested in washing off the fruits of that, so it doesn't matter. I raise a bichiyutan, then it's hukshel lekabel tuma. So the inference from the reisha of the Mishnah only akavas hakara bishvil shetudach hakayra. What bishvil shetudach hakoysel? Bishvil shetudach hakoysel. That sounds like it's no good. Why? Because the koysel is mechubel karka dina kikarka. But the koysel is usually cemented into the ground. It's not a natural koysel, cemented into the ground. So you get the impression from the Reisha of the Mishnah, Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, there's a steer between the Reisha and the Sefer. So you get the impression from the Mishnah that the Koysel is Dinah Kemechuber. Then it says in the Sefer, Bishvil Shelo Yilka HaKoysel, if he puts plates, he does not want the Koysel to get wet. So he put plates there by the Koysel to prevent it from getting wet. So then he says, that's not called chilosa l'rotzen. Chilosa l'rotzen means he's happy about the fact that it's raining because it's washing off some kind of a davar tolush. So if he only want to protect the koysel, then that's not called nichusaf to wash off a davar tolush. So the inference from the Sefer is, bishvil shaliyot kakos ein b'chito. But bishvil shetudach ha-koysel sounds like that it would be good. Gemara says haguf hakasha seems to be a contradiction in the Reish and the Sefer. Armatan on one hand b'shulshit turach harayze b'chiyutan b'shulshirach hakoysel ein ze b'chiyutan. In the Reish it seems if you happy about the fact that it's raining because it's going to wash off the koysel, the koysel is considered mechuba lekark ein ze b'chiyutan. Vodaton in the Sefer it's b'shulshal yil kakoysel zein b'chiyutan. Inference being b'shulshirach hakoysel harayze b'chiyutan. So isn't it a stira? Rablozer is an Amora, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechon, and he says, Tavra, it's a steer in the Mishnah, Mishnah Shan is Olo Shan is Olo. So Machlok is Atanayim, whether with respect to Hechsher Zeroyim, respect to Hechsher Mashkim, that Oichon need Hechsher to be Mekabal Tumah, and has to have Nichusa, that it's going to wash off a Dovah Tolosh, that's a Machlok is Atanayim, Mishnah Shan is Olo Shan is Olo. The Reish and the Sefer represent two different Shittas of the Tanayim. Every so often you have a Mishnah that's written so sosum, that's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon. A lot of the Mishnayos, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't write the Mishnayos. He edited the Mishnayos. He used to recite all the Mishnayos Baal Peh. And a lot of times they would recite B'Kitzer Nimrutz. They would say the Torah Baal Peh was such a Kitzer just to refer to Rashi Prokem of things. Look over here, you have a Mishnah, the Reish and the Sefer contradict each other. Because it represents two different shittas and tanaim. Tavra means it's a nishbar. It's a broken Mishnah. Mishnah shanazul l'shanazul. It's a machlokes hatanaim. With the tolish, the koysel is a tolish of the b'sav chibra. But the tolish of b'sav chibra is dinik a tolish or dinik a mechuber. Then you get to this din of hechsher mashkim. Papa, man, no, you don't have to say it like that. Kulach hatanahu habikosel mar habikosel binya. If it koysel ma'ora. It's naturally it's attached to the ground like that. That's Vaday Mechuber. The ground is the ground. But because of being, if it's built by human beings, and they say Tolish of Sav Chibrei, is Dinikit Tolish. Vachikama, Koyfe Kaira, Ala Kaisa B'Shul Shaturach. You want the Kaira to get washed off, Reza B'Chiyutan, Ha B'Shul Shaturach, Ha Kaisa Leng, Zim B'Chiyutan. Why? Then the Mechuber Kaisa Ma'ora. If it's a natural, the wall is there naturally. It was there. It wasn't made by human beings. It was, that's the way it was. Mosheishes made brachos. Avol b'kaisel binyan. But if it's a man-made wall, then it's dini ketolish. Many get to this din. Fine. So the dinim are not necessarily going to be the same in all the different areas of halacha. What's the bottom? Tosfos has a comment. In the bottom Tosfos on Tezayin and Aleph. The second half of the Tosfos, the last six lines. The time of the Hocham Ashma, the Pligi Tanai B'Tolish L'Besav Chibel Inyan Hechsher Zeroyim, Rav Lozer said it's a Machloikis. All the Rav Papa claims there's no Machloikis, there's no Tavra Mishishan Azul Lashan Azul, Avel Kuli Alma K'Tolish. He thinks that if it's a Kaisal Binyan, it's a Tolosh b'sav chibes dinik tolosh. So then Tosfos doesn't understand. There's a Gemara b'Avi Basra Samach Vav on the base. The Gemara has exactly this suffix. Megushim, megushamim. It's raining. Shechisha v'aleim lahadich. So it's the rubble. He has some kind of a kli that he attached. He cemented it onto the wall. He cemented it onto the building. So the shaila is, and it's the rubble is all dirty. So he's happy over the fact that the rain is going to clean off the itz rubble, but then after cleaning it off, that water bounces on fruits or vegetables, and that's the question: whether is this called chilasa leratzan for a dava tolush, or do you say no, it's a dava mechuba? It's the rubble is a tolush of the b'sav chibrum. So Tosfos asks, why the Gemara wakes up and Baba Basa Samach Vav? They should have quoted our Gemara. That's a machlekes. Rav Lozer says Tava Mishnah Shanazul Shanazul 2 days in the Mishnah Machshirin. Rav Papa interpreted the Mishnah in such a way that there's no stira, that it depends kosel binyan or kosel ma'ora. That l'chola deis tolish b'sav chibes dinikit tolish. Not a machlok zatanan. So how come the Gemara there and ignores totally the whole discussion over here? They connect it. So Tosfos in Kain, my come and boy leila rise the perak amachas abayis. It's the rubble. The rubble is cemented onto the building. They should have quoted our source, the Mishnah and Machshirin. What do they say? Yeshlana, Dili, Rab Loza, Dama, Tavra. Rab Loza, the Amori said, Tavra Mishnah, Shanazul, Shanazul. So he holds that there's one opinion that Tolosh B'Sav Chibro is Dinik HaMechuber. So then they have, that's the Shaila. That's the shaila. If you have a lamp post or you have a utility pole, you cement it and you're going to leave it there. Or when the government, let's say, the federal government has big mailboxes in the neighborhood where they leave a lot of mail and then the post carrier has to pick up the mail and then deliver it. So those are nailed into the ground. Those are attached to the ground. They don't want them to move. They want them to stay there. So Taisa Yeshloima, the Rablozer, Dama Tabela, yeah, Lamandi, Amma, Mechuber, if you all told us, Elbisav Chibroi, is Dina Kemechuber, so then the Gemara has a Shaila, Havim Abayle, the Shaila Mitzrab, Havim Mechuber, Kamo Bayis. If you attach a house to the ground, that you can say is Mechuber. If you have utility poles attached to the ground, you plan to leave it for years and years. You attach the big mailbox to the ground, you nail it in and you cement it in, you plan to leave it for many, many years. But it's the rubble, you don't plant, it's not mechuba kamo bias. You didn't plan to leave it there for so long. The Gemara made that distinction when you get to the Sakin, the Gemara on Amud Beis. Because the Gemara starts all over again, the last line on Tezayim and Boy Rabba, what's a din? Each case is different. Each case, they're not all the same din, so you can't equate them. So Rabba has a self, he told himself, is it good or not? So we already had the whole sugya. The Gemara said, but yeah, but it is good. But Rabba didn't have that sugya. So Rabba is asking, what's a din told with respect to Shechita? Toshma, or Yatsur, here, the second line on Tezayin on the base. Or Yatsur, if there's a sharp rock attached to the wall. Yotzim and Akos, Oshaykhana, Oilamiel, Bshachlash, Ketosik, Shir, Psula. So you see the Tol, Yatsur is probably Tolish of Besav Chib. The Gemara says, Hamaskinan, because of Ma'ora. No, maybe it's naturally there. Toshma, No Atzakim, the Kosel, it's not naturally there. He attached the Sakim to the Kosel. So don't you see the Feirish from the second Bryson? No Atzakim, the Shochan, Shchitosik Shera. You see that Tolish Besav Chibroi is Dinikitol. The Gemara says, Shani Sakim, Dolem of Atalei. He does not plan to leave it there for too long. So the Gemara makes that distinction. The Gemara says, if it's a tolish of the Besav Chibi, you don't plan to leave it there too long, then the Choladeh says, Dinik and tolish. So that's what Tosis says. That's the bottom line in the Tosis, and the last line on Tezayinim and Aleph in the bottom Tosis, they say, the Sofik of the Gemara, Baba Basa, Samach Vavos, Shema it's the Rabba Lahavim, Chubba Kamo Bais. Bias, you leave it there, kovua. Bias, you leave for 70 years. A house, 100 years, 200 years. The house lasts for a long time. It's the rubble, he attached it. If you attach a sakin, it's only there temporarily attached. That's tolish b'sav chibidimik and tolish. But it's the rubble is more kavua than the sakin, and much less kavua than a bias. So that was the Gemara, wasn't sure whether dina and tolish or dina and mechuba. Tosis can envision differences. How mechuber is it? Here there's a problem. This long Rashi on Tezayin and Aleph, Rashi is giving you the ABCs of what the Hechsher Mashkim is all about. He quotes the Mishnah, Tchilas Machshirin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Then he quotes a long quotation from the Torah's Kohanim. Then he says, what the Abinu B'Psochem Tezayin and Aleph? One, the fifth very wide line in the Rashi on Tezayinim and Aleph. So he quotes in Psochem Tezayin, "Vod yaminim b'Psochem Tezayinim and Aleph mechuborim machshirim." If you have a puddle of water on the ground and apples fall in, so that's mechuber. So mechuber is machshir lekabel tumah. It's against the din. Water that's mechuber is not machshir lekabel tumah. Let's say if an apple falls into the ocean or into the river and it gets all wet, and then an Adam Tameh touches it. So it's not Hukshah L'Kabal Tumah. Water that's Mechubah is not Machshah L'Kabal Tumah. So Rashi is bothered with Akasha, but it says himself that it is Machshah L'Kabal Tumah. So Rashi answers, Hayinu D'Nichale She'ip L'Peris L'Toychan. He throws the Peris in, he's very happy. Or when the Peris fall in, he's very happy. So then it's good. So it's a Pele, how can it be? So the Shita Mekubet says over here, Shittim Gubetz, Ois Yud, says, Ayin Tosis will come on Lamed Aleph on the base. Tosis and Lamed Aleph on the base says that they don't agree with the Rashi. If you have a puddle of water, or you have a river, or a lake, or something like that, an ocean, that what is considered mechuber, and you throw in Paris on purpose, Tosfos said the din is not true. It won't become hochsher lekabel tumah. They don't agree with Rashi. They say the second answer. Rashi says alahoshed yodel hadichon kishiyotzi aperis min amayim. I throw Paris in, they're not hochsher lekabel tumah. When I take them out, so then the water is just was toilish the water now. If I take out the apple or the pear and it's all wet on the top, then I was just toilish the water. And I wanted it to get all wet. So then I make it into my plushim. That's the second answer of Rashi. That's what Tosfos writes on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes refers you to that Tosfos. It's a Tosfos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. It's a difficult Rashi. But Rashi says if you throw it in on purpose, it becomes Uchsha. How can it be? And Nicha Shiplu Peres L'Techem is very schwer Rashi. There's a discussion in recent years about electrical appliances that hold food. What do you need? There's a mitzvah of tefilas kelim. When you buy a new suit, you buy a table and a chair, so there's no mitzvah to be tovel in a mikveh. But if you buy forks and knives, or you buy plates, pots, and pans that hold the food, or the fork and the knife, you do work on the food with it, so that there's a mitzvah to do tefilas kelim. A pasuk in Chumash. We assume Mishulchan Samach Leikas. We assume that tefilas kelim on clay mateches, on metal kelim is deraisa, and on glass kelim we assume it's only by the rabbanim. So there's a question: what do you do with electrical appliances? So if it has a motor and you'll be toveling and make for you'll ruin the motor. So there's no mitzvah to ruin the kli. Mitzvah tefilas kelim is if you can be tovel, so you should be tovel before you use it. No mitzvah to ruin it. So some will insist on making a shutfus for the goy, and others say, no, when you make a shutfus, he can't do tefillas kelim, so the halacha doesn't require. So one of the rabbanim in Switzerland came up with this chiddush, that since the kli is only functional when you plug it into the wall, that's called mechubel karka dinik karka. So mechubel karka dinik karka says it's not called the kli, because this is a tata disaster. That's the idea that the Gemara has there in Bava Basra Samach Vav and based by the It's the Rubble. If you have a kli, that's mechuba l'karka, so mechuba l'karka can't have a shame kli. The Gemara says, Benegeta Maim Shuvim, does it make Maim Shuvim or not? So the Gemara says, it really shouldn't. The din is that it does make, but it really shouldn't make Maim Shuvim. The Gemara says, it depends that I have a shame kli, but tolush. If I already had a container that could contain water, betolish, and then I attach it to the ground, so then it still makes my shuvim, even though now it's attached to the ground. But if I have a block of wood that I cemented into the ground after it's attached to the ground, that's called kivo v'lebesov chakoko, or chakoko v'lebesov kivo. Did you first make it? Chakoko means he carved it out, your chokek, he made it into a base kibbol. So if it had a base kibbol before you attached it to the ground, then it retains the shame kli, even though it's mechubel karka dinik karka now, and whatever is karka shouldn't really have the status of a kli. But if it's kavo with a b'sof chakoko, first he attaches it to the ground, first he cements it into the ground, then he makes it into a kli. So since it's mechubel karka, it doesn't get a din of a kli. Okay, so this rabbi from Switzerland came up. He came up with this wild chiddush. That since the toaster only works when you plug it in, if you have a kli, an electrical appliance that doesn't have a motor, it just has an element in it, so that's not a problem. That doesn't get ruined if you get it wet. You just have to wait. Don't plug it in till all the water dries out. So put it on top of the radiator for a week. So all the water will evaporate. If you can get electrocuted if it's sopping wet and you plug it in, you can get killed. So you wait till it dries out. But the water is not going to, it just has an element, it's not going to ruin it. If it has a motor, then it's going to ruin the motor. So this rabbi had a chiddush. He said that since the toaster only works, or whatever, only works when it's plugged in, so mechuba l'karka dina k'karka, so it doesn't have a din of a kli. Baron Soloveitchik used to say like that also. He used to say, all the electrical appliances only work when you plug them in. So mechubel lekarka dinik karka. The Pashto says that that's not called mechubel lekarka. You're not going to leave it attached the whole time. You're gonna detach it. Ruba de ruba is not attached. That's what Tosfos says about it. It's the rubble. That's not mechubel lekarka. The Gemara says shiny sakin. The Gemara says shiny sakin delay mevatale. Sakin is for sure not mechubel lekarka din lekarka, and it's the rubble is in between, and the bias is more mechuber, different degrees of mechuber. Pashto says that the electrical appliances is like sakin. You're not going to leave it plugged into the wall for long. When you finish toasting your bread, you got to take it out.
What about an oven? What about an oven which is always plugged in, and if it's not on, the clock is always on.
The oven is mechubel lekarka. Yeah, the oven is attached to the ground. Oven is attached to the ground. If you have racks in the oven, so if you put pots on top of the racks, so it's a question, the pots maybe need tefillah kelim, but the racks don't need tefillah kelim. If you have a tripod that holds a pot, so you only need tefillah kelim on the pot. You don't need on the tripod. Or let's say some people have a glass container to hold a cup of tea or coffee, then they have a metal stringy container to hold the glass. So a kli that holds a kli doesn't need tefillah kelim, only the kli itself. Only the kli itself that holds. If the practice is that you sometimes put in potatoes to make baked potatoes, and you put it directly on the shelf, on the rack, so then maybe that should need tefillah kelim. Maybe that should need tefillah kelim. Because the racks are not really mechubel lekarka. The racks, you can take them out. Yeah. That's a question. The racks in the refrigerator. If the refrigerator is made from plastic, so we usually assume, most assume plastic doesn't need tefillah kelim, even with the rabbanon. But if the racks in the refrigerator, sometimes you leave fruits and vegetables there. So that's also a clay kibble for fruits and vegetables. So you should need tefillah kelim on that. Because the shelves are not mechuber. The whole shell of the refrigerator is mechuber lekarka. But the shelves probably are removable. So it's probably not called mechuber lekarka.
Why don't we say that if we can't hold it, so we don't use it, but something that has a motor.
Why don't you say that what? Since you can't talk.
So yeah, why don't we just say, okay, I use it?
No. It's not an Isser. There's a mitzvah to be toivel kelim before you use it for Echma. If you can't be toivel, so you're not mechuyev to be toivel. Others insist you have to make a shut for sakum to be allowed to use it. But the Pashto says you don't need. It's not an Avera. Even if you hold the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are those who hold that there's an Isser, it's a din d'oraisa, you're not allowed to use the kli before you do tefillah kelim. It is an Issa deraisa. You mevatel mitzvah tefillah kelim. But you only mevatel mitzvah if there is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be tovel it, not to ruin it. It by being tovel it, you'll ruin it. So you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to do a tefillah kelim. There's a balamor in Masech HaShabbos, I think we spoke about it. Balamor says, if you do a bris milah and the baby dies before the bris, because of the bris milah, then you weren't yotzei in the mitzvah milah. Not only that you shouldn't have done the milah because you weren't bekaim the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be a successful surgery. Here also, has to be a successful tefillas kelim. By being tovel lekli, you ruin it. So that's not the mitzvah. There never was a mitzvah to ruin the kli. Mitzvah is to be tovel, if it's possible to be tovel lekli before you use it.
What if it's something that we don't know, it may get ruined, may not, so we have to do?
You just have to call up the company and find out if there's a motor or just an element. It's a motor that's going to get ruined. It's an element that won't get ruined. Yeah. So the Gemara says, we don't have any rice. We don't have any rice. What do Gemara have later? Omer Abchiz, Omer Ab Yitzchok. Yami Yiloh, others say, B'mas Nitotona. Chamisha Dvar Mnemer B'kul Meshalkona. There are five dinim. Respect to using stiff stems that grow from the ground. Number one, ain't shechtim bo. Even if it's very strong, you should probably to talk about it. It can't shechtim bo, it probably shechtim a chicken, if at all. So you can't use it. You shouldn't use it to shechtim a chicken. Rashi says why? Because kismin make a mouth from it, and they may make a hole in the kona deveshet. So you make the animal into a trefa. So that's not a smart thing to do. In molim bo, you shouldn't use it for, even though it's sharp. You shouldn't use it for bismila because you may cause an injury to the baby. Kismin may break off. In mechatchem babasar, you shouldn't cut meat with it because some of the wood may get stuck in the meat. You won't realize it. Some of the stem may get stuck in the meat. Then you'll eat it and you'll choke. Unless the meat is translucent, the Gemara says. One of the Amoraim would use this kruma shalkana to cut a fish. How come he wasn't concerned? Because the fish, the Gemara says, is zaigi, it's translucent, and you can see if any pieces of wood got stuck there. So then you won't eat them. So you'll see that there's a sakana. So you'll be careful. What else? Im chatzitz boshinaim, shouldn't use such a stem to pick your teeth out, because you may pick. You may hold, may rip the gums. Then mekanchim bo, you're not allowed to use them. When you go to the Beis Akise, they didn't have toilet paper, so they used to use all kinds of things. So he said you shouldn't use this because your kismin of wood may break off and you may cut yourself, may hurt yourself. Okay. Good enough. Let's see. What's the next Gemara? Easy enough. Nothing special here. Let's see. Hakol shachtim liyadim shach. What does it mean, hakol shachtim? All animals need shchita. What does it mean? Hakol shachtim means hakol bishchita. All animals need shchita, even though it doesn't really say it in Chumash. Afilu of. That's a machloika, is the beginning of the second parak. Whether yesh shchita lof men haTorah, ain't shchita lof men haTorah. Maybe shchita lof is only with the Rabbanon. So Rashi says here, Rashi writes here, hakol b'shchita, Rashi dimamas, hakol b'shchita, avgav deloksiv b'shchita behedya. In the Chumash, it never says shchita by of. It only says it by behema and chaya. And that's why there was a shchita, and some Mishnayim pass like that, the Rosh. the end of Yuma, the Rosh quotes such an opinion, that we pass an en shchita loif men haTorah. I spoke in the introductory shir, I mentioned the Tosfos on Chof and Aleph, the bottom Tosfos on Daf Chof and Aleph, yes, the Kasha. How can there be an opinion, ein lahakshas? How can there be an opinion that en shchita loif men haTorah, but there's an institution on Niblos HaEvtoh mitamei HaBeis HaBliya? If you eat a Niblos HaEvtoh, it's mitamei. If you touch it, it's not mitamei b'maga, not mitamei b'masa, but it's only mitamei when you swallow it. So if you're telling me ain't shechita lof ben haTorah, you're not to shech doifus. So even if it dies a natural death, you can eat it. So how is there an institution of nivlas of tohar mitamei abeis habliya? So Tosh says that's not true. That if it dies by itself, you're allowed to eat it. No, it's a din of eila. Din eidah leboi shechita ben nechira miya boi lisiman. You do nechira siman. That everyone agrees. The whole machloka says, but it doesn't say, it never says mefurish and nechumish. Then you need shechita lof. So maybe the din is, all you need is nechira. Maybe nechira sezui shchitasa. Maybe nechira sezui shchitasa. So that's what the Gemara interprets in the Mishnah. Hakol shachtim means hakol bishchita. All animals need shchita, afilo of. And that's a chiddush. You shouldn't say, because it doesn't say a chumash, you shouldn't say, en shchita lof men haTorah, and nechira sezui shchitasa. It's not true. Yeah. Is there a difference halacha l'maisa, where the shchita lof is men haTorah mid the Rabbanon? So the Gemara raises a possibility later that maybe there's a din of kisei hadam. The din of kisei hadam is when you shecht chay v'yof, when you shecht a behema, sheep or ox, so you don't need kisei hadam. Behema does need kisei hadam, only chay v'yof. That's the pasuk in Chumash. But you only need kisei hadam if you did a proper shechita. If you made it in a vela, then you're not chayv in kisei hadam. So what if he did nechira simanim men atzavar and an oaf? So if men haTorah it's a good shechita, it's only mid the rabbanon. There's a chumri not allowed to eat it, but men haTorah it's a good shechita. So then you should really need kisei adam. But if you hold that Yesh chita lof menatora. Menatora in it chita. The chiva simonim is not good if menatora. It's no good. It's not called chita. So if you kill the bird by doing the chiva simonim menatzavar, it will not need kisei adam. So the Gemara has, that's enough kamina ledina. Where the yesh chita lof menatora, it's only midirabbanon. That kamina will be if you shechted an oaf. You did nechira simanim. You didn't do the proper chomish of shechita. You just did nechira simanim and atzavor. Is that a good shechita? And atzavor, it's only awesome. There are bonds. Then you need kisei adam. But you say no. You need shechita and atzavor, and nechira simanim is nothing. It's an avela. So you wouldn't need kisei adam. So that's afke mina ledina. Okay. So first thing, Mar says again, hakol shochtim in the Mishnah means hakol b'shechita afilo of. What do you mean li olam shochtim? Bayom or balayla? What do you mean le'olam shochtim? So the Gemara says, Mantana, what is it alluding to and whose shita is it? So the Gemara quotes a whole machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmo. And they say the Mishnah goes, usually Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Meir and Stam Sifro is Rabbi Yudin, Stam Sifre is Rabbi Shimon, Stam Sefta is Rabbi Nechemia, Bekula, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Usually the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Here he says, he wants to say it's a stam mishnah like Rabbi Shmuley. The Tanya ki achav Hashem lakeches gevulcha kasha dibaloch. V'matoch lebosi kisav anapshach alechol bosor. So all the meat that we eat in America is called basar taiva, because the posik has that expression. V'matoch lebosi kisav anapshach alechol bosor. So that's called basar taiva. So Rabbi Shmuley me lebakas ve'lahat alehem basar taiva. She betchila the whole 40 years in the midbar. They weren't permitted to eat unless they brought it as a carbon. Rabbi Shmuel holds, if they wouldn't bring it as a carbon, they weren't allowed to eat meat or chicken. Whatever was royal hakrava. If you have tzvi v'ayol, it's not royal hakrava. So the Torah didn't forbid you from eating tzvi v'ayol. So they had a shech, they didn't eat it. But if you want to eat any chickens and turkeys, also not karb al gabe mizbeach. So that they were allowed to eat in the midbar. But Torah b'nei Yoina, which you can bring korbanos from, achato soif is not bo b'nei Adam nedover, but olo soif is bo b'nei Adam nedover. So you're not allowed, even on the olo soif, there's nothing to eat. You burn everything. But still, they weren't, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they weren't permitted to eat whatever it's royal hakrova. You could have brought it as a korban. They weren't allowed to eat in the midbar the whole time. The sar taiva was also shebetchila neslahem sar taiva. Mishenichnus alaretz utalahem sar taiva. V'achshav shegalu. Now that the Jews were sent back into chutz lots, yochel yachzur li'i risura harishon. Maybe it goes back to the status of the 40 years in the midbar, that there was an isa besar taiva according to Rav Shmuel. Kach shaninu. That's why the Mishnah says the olam shochtim. Once they came to Eretz Yisrael, there was a etah to do shchita on besar taiva, so the etah remains li'olam void. It's funny pshat. So the Gemara says, why does it say li'olam shochtim? Maskol Arab Yosef, hi li'olam shochtim. It's a funny lashon. Li'olam shochtim, v'ochel meboile. The whole issue was what a psar taiva is mutav achila or not. So the emphasis should be placed on the word that's not even there. Li'olam shochtim v'ochelim. We allow you to eat the psar taiva even after the churban habayis, even though we're not offering any korbanos to the banshom. We allow you to still ahead to psar taiva. It doesn't say that. It says li'olam shochtim. It doesn't say li'olam shochtim yochlim. It doesn't fit into the Lashna Mishnah. But oh, the whole Havamina does make any sense. Meikor, the first 40 years in the midbar, my time, why did Rabbi Shmuel think it was prohibited? It was against the din to eat pesach tamim shem to have the mikra reveal the mishkan, because they were so close to the mishkan. Everybody was saviv la mishkan yachanu. So it was easy to bring korbanos. So we said you're not allowed to eat the pesach tamim. You have to. Whatever you want to shecht, you have to bring korbanos. Will it be so when they moved into Eretz Yisrael? Ki achav Hashem lakeches gevulcha means when you go into Eretz Yisrael, dvorim yud beis. Will it be so when they entered Eretz Yisrael? My time at Ishturu, how come the Torah allowed them to eat besar taiva? Have mirchakim imishkan, because they were far away. That's how the pasuk says. Ki achav Hashem lakeches gevulcha kasher dibach matoch labos. They're going to live far away. So once they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, the Jews are spent. Scattered about an arba kamfas haaretz, so we're further away from the Beis Hamishkan. No Beis Hamikdash at all. There's no possibility to bring karbanos at all. So it doesn't make sense to have a hamin. I don't need a mishnah to tell me liolam shochtim. it's a kavachayma. If when they were in Eretz Yisrael, they could go to the Beis Hamikdash and bring karbanos, and still they're not mechuyev to because it's far away. So if his man is after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, of course, is muter the shef they run karbanos. Elam Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said the first pshat doesn't make any sense at all. Who said the first pshat? Amar Rabba. Rabba said the first pshat. So Rabbi Yosef disagrees, it doesn't make sense. He says, Faket, Rabbi Akiva, that's the way normally is. Stam Mishnah is Ali Bid Rabbi Akiva. Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yudah, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Shim, Stam Tosef, Tam Rechemya, the Kulu Ali Bid Rabbi Akiva. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Pei Zayin or so. So he says, no, better is to say the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva de Tanya. Ki Yarchi, Kirchak Mim Chamokaim, Shivcha Hashem Alakech, Alosim Shmai Sham. That's Pasuk by Bihatzar Taiva. Same Pasuk they quoted before, Dvarim chapter Yud Beis. What do you see? B'zabach m'kach v'tzon ha-bekivam v'abakos v'el lesa lehem b'sar nechira. Once they cross over Eretz Yisrael, they go into Eretz Yisrael. They cross over the Yarden and go into Eretz Yisrael. They're no longer allowed to eat b'sar nechira. She'bitchila, the 40 years in the Midbar, huta lehem b'sar nechira. They were allowed to do nechira simonim, not in accordance with the Chomish Hilchot Shechita. One might mistakenly think you're permitted to eat b'sar nechira. That's why the Brisa writes again, li'olam shachtim, li'olam void. From now on, once they crossed over the Yarden, so there's no longer a heter b'sar nechira. You have to do shechita with the Chomish Hilchot Shechita. So the Gemara said it's a double machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that in the Midbar there was no heter b'sar taiva, and whoever wanted to eat flesh had to bring it as a korban. There was a heter b'sar taiva. There was a heter b'sar taiva on tzvi v'ayol, and animals that are not royal hakrava. The Gemara says that everybody agrees, an animal or chickens or turkeys. It's not royal hakrava on mizbech. But any animal that's royal hakrava on mizbech, according to Rabbi Shmuel. There was an iser to shecht it b'toras chulin, and on the tzvi v'ayol that the not royal hakrova, or on chickens and turkeys not royal hakrova, what kind of a shechita do they need? They always needed a real shechita, or the chamish elcha shechita. There never was a heter b'san lechira, and we usually assume like Rabbi Akiva, not so. Rabbi Akiva holds that in the midbar there was no requirement to bring everything as a carbon. There never was such a din. And the din was in the midbar, b'sar nechira was also mutter, b'sar taiva was mutter, and you didn't need shechita. Nechira simanim and atzava was sufficient. And when they crossed over the Yarden, and in the midbar we said, nechira sezuvi shechitasa, because in Maimon HaSinai, 7 weeks after Yitzchak's night, they were already given the prohibition of eating b'sar nevela. So they told you have to shecht it properly. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the proper shechita was nechirasin zui shechitasin. Nechira was the proper form of shechita. And Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says, no, there never was such a thing. Each one disagrees with the other. Gemara said, v'makam fligi. So Gemara explains, Rabbi Akiva saw b'sar taiva le'itzeh klal. It was never asa. Shmuel saw b'sar nechira le'ishri klal. He never said nechirasin zui shechitasin. Yeah. Then the Gemara asks, "Bishleim le'Rabbi Shmuel, how in the Chassid v'Shachar is Ben Abakar?" It says shechita. It says they always needed shechita. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that nechiras is zui shechitasai, Hakam says v'Shachar does Ben Abakar. The Rabbi Akiva, my v'Shachar, what is there v'Shachar does Ben Abakar? It should say v'Nochar. And for the Gemara, no. And for the Gemara, Kachim Shani. This Rabbi Akiva also agrees. The nechiras imanim and atzava was good enough in the mid, but that's for chulin, not for kachim. The Kachim, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that you needed other Chomash Hilcha Shechita. That's how the Ramban interprets the Pasuk of Zavachta, Kashet, Tzivisicho. When you cross over the Yarden and you come into Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to eat Chulin, Zavachta. Now you have to Shech, Kashet, Tzivisicho, B'Kachim. Just like all the 40 years in Kachim, you needed a real Shechita, not just the Chiris Iman. Even no Chulin, for 40 years it was Mutan, the Chiras, Zui Shechitasai. But after you cross over the Yarden, it's going to be Zavachta by Chulin, Kashet Tzivisich all along by Kachim. That's how Ramban interprets the Posh Pshat in the Pasuk. Gemara says Zavachta Kashet Tzivisich has the connotation of Torah Shabbal Peh. You have to shecht in accordance with the rules and regulations of the Torah Shabbat, namely the Chamish Hilchos Shechita, Shia Drasa Chalad Agrava V'Iker, that you're no longer saying the Chiras Zui Shechitasim. But the Ramban says that's an additional level of interpretation. The Pshut Rishon Mikra, Zavachta Kasher Tzivi Sicha, means that just like all the 40 years in the Midbar, they were doing Shechita and the Kachim, so from now on, after they cross over the yard and go into Eretz Yisrael, you'll always need shechita. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow morning I have to give the shiur at 9:30. What should we do? Everybody's up to me. Everybody's on Yud Zayin and Aleph. Oh no. Maybe I'll learn something else.